What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Other Side of the Firewall podcast, where we talk about the latest and greatest cybersecurity news, as well as we highlight those movers and shakers and glass ceiling breakers, those people of color who made it to the other side of the proverbial firewall. My name is Ryan Williams, and this week's a little bit different. So this week I have on Shamir Williams, my beautiful wife, my better half. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Can't be better. So I wore a nice polo because you're on. little cologne.
Not the cologne.
It's a typical having anybody else in the room. So this week's a little bit different. So we're taking a little bit of a hiatus. You'll notice that the first three episodes are kind of like our top three for the week. And then I have a Thursday Ask SSP with Kenneth Ellington from the Ellington Cyber Academy. It's a really good one. He's a returning guest. And now the weekly rundown. So the weekly rundown, we've been joking about doing one together for years.
Yeah, I always just kind of say I'm going to comment and jump on his podcast. So.
So I was like, you know what? This week could be a good week. Both Shannon and Chris were unable to make it. So I was like, you know what? Let's try this out. So hopefully the audio is good. This is the first time I'm recording in this room, probably by a different mic, if I want to do this again. But it's kind of impromptu. So
yeah, glad to be here.
No, okay, I'm glad you're here too. Again, I wore my good polo, right? Try to keep you. So Shamir and I have been married for 20 years.
Yes.
Yep, she's been dealing with me for 2 decades. We have 3 beautiful children. One of them will be going to college.
Oh my God.
This summer.
I can't even think about it.
And then we'll have a junior and a fourth grader.
And a fourth grader. Got the one carrying the end here.
We can't move to Costa Rica until he goes to college.
Right, until he gets getting settled. So.
Right. So with that being said, I just wanted to kind of do like we normally would do on the show, talk a little bit about your background, your experience, education, all that good stuff. And then we'll just run into the everything else episode, right? Non-cyber related.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. So, this first time guest. So if you could break down to people, where you're from and, your career field and kind of your experience with it.
Okay, so I am originally from Buffalo, New York, where I met this handsome fella, born and raised. And I think my career path is a little not as typical. That's usually sometimes the case with military spouses. I eventually finished my degree in business management, and I started, my career's kind of been all over the place. So I started as a general manager of a health and wellness facility. I then decided, and a lot of that, that role was a lot of HR because they didn't have a dedicated HR. And so when I was doing that, like interviewing and posting jobs and, you know, knowing state and local laws, I think I kind of like this more than the management side of it. So I decided to kind of like pivot into that. And then, you know, I kind of did take a little career break there at once we moved to Florida, just logistically. Sometimes you got to be that support role, especially when your hubby is active duty and doing the things that he needs to do. Sometimes you got to just know when it's time to pull back and be that support role. But I'd say, 2020, yeah. I decided to go back to work. So 2020, while he's in the midst of being out of the country, I was like, now is a good time for me to go back to work. So. I don't know. That's why that was a good time. So I went back as an HR specialist. That was with Chick-fil-A. The next role was a recruiting coordinator role with a company called Ballet Living. And unfortunately, I was laid off that position. They had some changes within their company. So, which led me to my current job, which is called TrueCore Behavioral Solutions. And I started as an HR generalist in that role. And I did really enjoy that role. However, there was another position that became available, which is the benefits administrator position. And that had some great learning opportunities for me to, because benefits still falls under the umbrella of HR, but it was just an opportunity for me to learn a different side of it. So I do like that. One of the good points of that this role is that I am fully remote. So I do enjoy that. And I think I forgot somewhere, I think December, January, I got my SHRM certification. So that is a positive thing. So right now I'm just kind of just working and going with the flow.
So what is the SHRM CP?
a human resources certification with the Society of Human Resource Management. It's basically an advanced certification just to kind of show that you know you have expert type knowledge in,
gotcha.
in human resources.
Okay, no, don't play, don't be humble. No, you're being humble. So CERMCP is a pretty hard certification.
Yeah, and then there's a tier that's above the one I have. It's a senior. So maybe down the road we'll work on trying to do the senior.
Gotcha.
But for right now, yeah, the CERM, that was challenging enough to get. So I'm happy with that for now.
That's awesome. So I'm interested in seeing where that takes you as well, right? Like having that certification, what doors open up because of it, things of that nature.
Yeah, and I think for me, I want to kind of partner that with getting my master's. I'm just looking at programs now and just seeing which one I think will work best with our family because we're pretty busy as it is now. So to have two full-time parents, a college student, a high school student, an elementary student, and then for me to go back and get my master's. But I feel like we can work it out. I just have to get the roadmap for it.
Gotcha. No, if anybody can do it, you can do it. So, super proud over here. So yeah, I'm glad we finally decided to do this to get us both in a room. So maybe it'll just become a thing more frequently. So
I'm down. You know where to find me.
Mm-hmm. And you're free talent. So so we've had kind of a busy work week.
I would say.
So we both work remote. We share this office. someone made me buy a quiet keyboard because I type too loud. Apparently,
you type very loud. Why? Keys are there. Like you don't have to press so hard on them. Like
just a clicky keyboard.
Just type regular. Okay.
So I have a whisper quiet keyboard now. It's 90% quieter. So what how you felt about that?
I feel like I didn't complain last week, so.
Feels weird. It's like typing on a pillow.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. But thank you for taking strange. Off of the team for me, because I couldn't deal with the clickety-clacking behind me so much. Mm.
I see. So, since we had a busy work week, we can kind of talk about what we did this weekend. So, before the weekend, though, we sent our middle child to a competition.
Mm-hmm.
So he went to Orlando for a HOSA.
Yeah, HOSA. And his topic was behavioral health. So that's always good for, and he's a quiet one. So it's always good to like push them outside of their comfort zone and go and try new things. And I'm not sure what the results are yet, but I know that he said he went and he did his best. So right. Yeah, we'll go pick him up today.
Yep. Yep. And then on Saturday, because we record on Sundays, on Saturday, we went to buy a plant from Lowe's that turned into plant paint.
I feel like you're looking at me like, so what I would like to say is that we did get my plant, okay?
And a million other things. Now I have at least three more projects.
I said, let's go look at the paint. I didn't say we had to commit to the paint, but now we have the paint, so.
Right, so I'll be pressure washing the patio, and then you and I will be painting. I'm a terrible painter, so you do all the finer edges, so I'll get paint all over the railings and things like that, and I just do the bigger areas with the roller.
Okay.
That you'll probably have to redo, because I'm terrible at painting.
You get the job done.
Right. So with that being said, right, so we've got the plant, we have, the third project.
What's that?
Figuring out what we're gonna do with this tree. So we bought a bunch of trees, right? When we moved in, we moved to the house in 2020. So during a month before the pandemic hit,
mm-hmm.
Hardcore. So we moved in, the pandemic hit, and then everybody started doing projects. Like yes. The whole world was making vert houses and pantries.
I've never seen Lowe's so crowded there.
Oh man, we go in there and be packed.
Well, we can't judge because we were
with our masks on.
We wanted to get out the house too, but yeah.
So we luckily were able to slide the fence in and get the patio built before mm-hmm. the world shut down.
Yep.
But with that, we also replaced our trees. So we had oak baby trees, and we knew from experience that they tear up things.
Yes.
Once they get bigger.
Yes.
So we replaced them with what type of tree did we get?
Little Jim Magnolia.
There it is. So we got Little Jim Magnolias.
which I don't think that's a little gem.
It's not. That's right.
That's a big gem.
That's a big gem. So the two little ones are in the backyard.
Yeah.
They don't seem to be growing ever. They're alive. They just don't. They look real scraggy.
Yeah. I don't want to replace those ones.
Right.
Let them live their lives out there.
We're trying to figure out how to make them stronger because they've been around for like 2 years and they've grown like
three years.
Yeah, 3 years and they have not done anything. They just sit there. So two in the back and then one in the front that died.
Every year in November it dies. That's why I told you, I was like, oh. That's why when we did the Halloween decorations, I thought maybe I was killing it. I said, because I usually put like the spider webs over the tree. I said, maybe I killed it. So this year I did not put spider web on the tree, but it still died right after Halloween. I don't know. Either it's the tree man or it's in that spot.
I don't think it's the tree man though, because the other trees he delivered to us were fine.
But they're also not growing.
Yeah, they're not growing. That's true. But I think, so initially it was there being overwatered. So we put caps on all of the bubblers or whatever. Like, being a homeowner is wild. So we put caps on it to keep it alive because mm-hmm. it was being overwatered and still died.
It's not, yeah. That's why I'm like, and it died at the same exact month as the first one died. Yeah. So I don't know.
And they bloom though. They bloom when they're during the season and then they die during the fall.
Okay.
They go dormant and they never wake up.
Nobody else in our neighborhood who has this tree has this problem. It's just us. So I'm going to pick a whole different tree. Of course, you know, we have an HOA. So I'm going to make sure we can get the, I want to crepe myrtle. So if that's approved with the HOA. But if that's not a good tree, let him know.
Yeah, put in the comments if we shouldn't get this tree. Like, I just want something that's low maintenance.
Well.
That's all I care about. It just grows and it has
like little. It's gonna get all over the.
No, it's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine. I just don't want to have to, like, with this tree, we've been fertilizing it and having to spray it and just trying to keep it alive. I don't want to do it. I just want a tree to
stay. So you should have kept the oak.
Because the oak would have just kept growing. It would have cracked our sidewalk.
See, they told you. They're like, you want to be fancy and switch your tree out. Now here we are. Three trees later, trying to still figure it out. But
future Ryan and Shamir will be happy in a decade from now when everybody's sidewalks are being raised.
Ours is going to get raised too because our neighbors.
Yeah, it's true because they do. They will have a full size tree by then,
mm-hmm.
which is wild to me. Like, so they if, when you have a development, you have to have trees because you knock down a forest and now you put up like 10 trees, which does not equal, but whatever. But they use the oak trees because they don't die.
They're very cheap.
Robust. They're very cheap. But then a decade from now or more, because they grow symmetrically, right? My understanding is they're just as big on the bottom as they are on top.
Right. They have a robust root system.
Right. And then they tear up everything. Like, you'll have raised sidewalks. You'll have cracked driveways. Like, they do damage later on. But they're full trees. They don't die. Very robust. So we wanted to get something that wouldn't tear up our front yard, basically. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't have to clean as much because I hate that. I hate that season.
Because those oak trees, the leaves get everywhere.
Yeah. But now we're going to be on our third tree. Every year we have to buy a tree.
I'm tired of it.
And trees are expensive.
They're not cheap. It's not cheap. Like, I could take that money and do something else with
anything
it.
Anything else.
But you know what? So we'll figure it out.
That's fine. So crepe myrtle.
Great.
Crepe myrtle? Mm-hmm. Okay. So
I'll show you. I haven't even showed you because I have to find an HOA.
Right. Manual.
Guidance.
Are we allowed to do something with our house guidance?
Yes. So.
Okay. So that'll be our next project. And we don't have anything else, right? Like, we have the fence, we have the patio, we're not doing a pool. Like, so when we initially decided to do the patio, we debated about putting a pool in, like, immediately. We're like, I just want it for aesthetics. I don't want to really swim in the pool.
Yeah, neither of us swim.
Yeah.
At all. I mean,
it'd be something I'd just lounge in front of, right?
Yeah.
An attraction, honestly. Which is a very expensive attraction because pools are very expensive to maintain. So we decided not to. And then the pandemic hit and then pools went up 2.5-3 times
mm-hmm.
their value, or not value, their cost.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much like buying a car is like buying a pool. It's crazy.
I was going to my friend's house.
They, right. Go use some house.
Go use it. I'm like, I'm going to get your pool. Can I hop in? They'll be like, yeah, come. Because it's just for us to not use it.
Because we wouldn't. Like, the only one who would have used it would be Mace. But he would have been in it like all the time.
Yeah, until he got tired of it.
Really? Yeah, he probably would.
So,
so we dodged that bullet, I guess. But now it's cost prohibitive if we decide that we do want one. I'd rather just do something different.
Yeah,
And then we did the floors. That's why this room is so echoey. That's my bad. I got to buy a rug or some soundproofing. So if you're listening and it's like, why is he so echoey all the time? It's because this room not has hardwood floors. And then we replaced the door. So that was a project.
Yes, I painted it.
Yep, you painted the door. We put glass in the door. So aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, no, that's more lighting.
Yes. Yeah, because be careful when you buy a home. Like, I love our home. Know what side of the street you want it on and all. Because we had kind of artistic license. We could pick the lot. And we didn't think about where is the sun going to be. So the sun is on the side with no windows.
Well,
most of the day.
We were trying to avoid homelessness. So we said, which plot is going to be built first?
Yeah, because our landlord didn't necessarily want to do a month to month while we waited.
No.
He was like, I want you to re-up. And we're like, no, I'm not gonna be contractually obligated to you.
Right.
Because we want to move as soon as this house is done.
Yeah, so we said we needed to be done in this month, which it was not done in that month.
And we still had to go month to month.
That was such a stressful period. Oh my goodness. Buying a house. And then, yeah. I don't know, we had so many delays for this home was new construction. Mm-hmm. We had some permit issues. It was a rainy, really rainy summer. So that put them behind as well.
They had a window shortage.
Is there a window shortage?
It was just before the lumber shortage because of the pandemic. Like the supply chains were starting to dry up. And we didn't even know what was coming our way.
So we were like, we need somewhere to live. So if this one, but now we can say in hindsight, yeah, maybe across the street, but maybe not. We might just live on a dark street.
Yeah, because if we lived across the street, we need the model that had windows right in the front.
Yeah.
Because they only get front windows. They only get light in the front and the back. They wouldn't get any light on the sides either.
And in Florida, which is the sub. Which is a subdivision capital of the world. I swear, yeah. I've never seen so many subdivisions till I moved here. The homes are like right on top of each other, so our neighbor is pretty close. So even that blocks some of the opportunity to get sun. So
yeah.
Either way, though, so we got the front door with the window. Mm-hmm. I mean, with the glass pane, and then that allows more sun to come into the living room.
Right, and then the light also bounces off the floor, so we get the light into the more places
with those.
Yeah, but I think every improvement we made, I think it was been outstanding actually. So I'm very happy with our purchase, and we got it just before the world decided to shut down and increase everybody's home values by like 2.5 times.
Right, yeah. And interest rates have gone up too. So
skyrocket, it's crazy. So this is the type of talk you get when you get two. You get a married couple. It's been married for 20 years. We're talking about
interest rates.
Very exciting. So this weekend. So we'll jump to this weekend. So we talked about we went to go get the paint. We started into buying some, or we went to go get the plant. We started buying paint, some projects. But then we went to, was it like farmer's market? What would that be called at the mall?
Yeah, farmer's market of sort, like a community market.
Yeah.
So they kind of shut off the main road. Well, we have an outside mall.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be, and they cut off the main street. They block it. And then like local vendors can come up and set up their booths. So we did that. I always like there because they have good food. I like food.
Right. Like, I mean, so do I, right. So we did the walking around and the purchasing of like lemonades and,
I was also peer pressured into buying some shoes.
That lady was very aggressive.
I was like, okay, order them.
Right, because they didn't have what you wanted in stock. She was like, no, we need to see house in 3 to 5 days.
Right, stop playing with me. I want this commission.
So shoes are on the way. So that's good. And then, so this week is in preparation for your busy weekend coming up.
Yes, I'm so excited. So while Ryan was gone, I can say Ryan and I have been together since we have been 15 and 16. I don't know, something like that, a long time.
Right.
We have been each other's best friend. He still is my best friend. But when he went to Turkey, I realized, oh, shoot, my literally best friend is gone. What am I going to do? So that's one of the things I prayed about. I was intentional. I was like, God, I need a village, you know, while he's gone. Or else it's going to be a long year, which started as a year, grew into two. And I have been blessed to find an amazing group of women, like-minded women, and we are all so different, and somehow we all support each other. And but anyways, not enough about them. They're just a great group of women. So if you see this, you know who I'm talking about. You already know. But we are going on our first girls trip together. So we're going to do a quick trip to the Bahamas. So I'm going to be gone for 4 days. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to hold it down for 4 days.
I don't know how you did it for 2 years. 4 days is a lot of time. You can come back to be like a frat house.
Oh, my goodness.
Graffiti on the walls. Like, missing kids. Nah. I think we'll be okay. The last time you had, which is crazy, right? So we've been together since 2001, mm-hmm. I want to say. So 2001. You've had one trip by yourself out of the country when mm-hmm. Ayana was...
1.5.
Like 1.5, 2, something like that. Mm-hmm. and then I have globetrotted all over the place. Lived as a geo-bachelor for 2 years in Turkey, mm-hmm. which was not supposed to be that long. And now you're getting your second solo trip.
Yes, and I'm excited. I'm going to miss everybody. But work has been working. And I'm just excited to go relax. I know you're going to take care of the kids.
Right.
we got our shore excursions booked. We got everything. So we're going to do it's like a crazy water boat where I think I was and my other friend, we kind of pushed this one. So you're basically on a boat that goes crazy and through water and does 360 turns. And
oh my gosh. We should have edited this.
We have life vests on, so we'll be safe. Okay. Then we get to go to a beach. We'll do a little shopping. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good time. I just was like, I just need a little time of break. And then I'll be back.
Yeah. No, it's well deserved. And I know you're with a really good group of people. You'll be safe. I don't know about this crazy boat.
I'll show you a YouTube video when we get done with this.
Gotcha. Out here what's that stunt show? Jackass?
Oh no, okay, it's a little bit more tame than that. But so yeah, so that is going to be this weekend. So I should have took some more time off during the week, but we'll get everything done.
Yeah,
I'm gonna pack today. Finish packing. I'm gonna try to pack today.
You're always an early packer. So everybody I know, pretty much 99.9% of people I know pack the day before, usually the night before. You pack the weekend up to the weekend you're leaving.
Yeah, so that way if you need to change anything, you need to add, take out. I just can't, I don't know how people do that. I'm not a last minute person whatsoever. I need everything to be planned to a T. And this is why this trip is good too, because I think there's two of us who are diehard planners, and there's two of us who are go with the flow people. Yeah. So I feel like they mellow me out a little bit.
I think I actually can figure out which one of your friends you're talking about. Actually, that's pretty funny.
Yeah. So there you go. They'll mellow me out. You know, we're just going to go with the flow. We don't have a tight agenda for each day. So I just need, it's also helping me. So.
Right. No, that's
because when we do a family trip, I'm like, all right, we're getting up at 6:30. We're out the door by 7:30. We're gonna hit the hotel by this time. So
yeah. So and that that's funny because you're more militant in that regard than I am. So I'm still a planner. I'm still very check the box type person. But yeah, you would have fit right in. You're very why are we not in the car already type person. So I can appreciate that. So that's your trip. Mm-hmm. I'll be here with the kids. The other two of them will not even want to be bothered with me.
Correct.
It'll be just me and Mason.
As long as there's internet and food, the other two are fine.
Right. So it'll just be really me just hanging out with our youngest, probably take him somewhere and do something. Oh, yes, the school thing.
the roundup. It's like a carnival.
Yeah, so I take him to that. He'll be in a bounce house the entire time. That's what he loves. Boy loves bounce houses. With that being said, so we have a trip coming up in the not so far future.
It's actually 99 days. Just
who's counting?
I downloaded the app last night put our reservation code in there so we can start looking at restaurants and things of that nature. So 99 days, and we will be in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. So
Okay. Yep. Super excited.
We'll be staying at Sandals Resort. It's actually brand new, just open March, the end of March. So they're still kind of working out some of the kinks. That's kind of some of the feedback I've been getting. But hopefully by the time July comes, they have all the kinks out. And I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Yeah. By then. Because just like everybody else, right? They've been hampered by all the COVID stuff that messed up. How quickly you get things, how quickly you can build. Not to mention, like, I'm sure that area probably gets storms and stuff, so that probably slows them down too.
Yeah.
So we're taking it with grace. Like, A, is the room ready? Is it clean? Because it's probably going to be clean because it's brand new, right? Like, so it'll be the cleanest of resorts we've been on. Because we do Disney, we do Universal, and they're all great, but they've been established, they've been around for a while. So it's kind of hard to find new construction in those places.
Yeah, because even when we did, we did beaches before, which is Sandals, with kids. And that was in,
Ochos Rios.
Ochos Rios, Jamaica. And that resort is a bit older. So I was like, it's not giving 5 stars for me.
Right,
it's giving like 4.2 stars.
But it was very established, is what I like to say. It's very, it had a lot of character.
Yeah, character, okay.
Yeah, but because it's not new construction, right? Like, it's been around for a while. So we typically prefer things that are like newer or even brand new in this case.
Like trendy or modern. But no, we had a great time in Jamaica, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. This is going to be, it's going to be for my 40th birthday.
I wasn't going to put that out there.
Listen, I am now afraid to say how old I am. I feel like getting older is a blessing.
Yeah.
I have about like 6 gray hairs in my hair. That's the wisdom coming in. So before my 40th birthday, we got a over the water villa. So shout out to Ryan. He went all out for this, event. You know, I turned 40 once, right?
Right.
And we are just, no, I haven't started packing for you yet, so we still got some time.
Oh, 99 days. I'll be looking for like my beard stuff. I'm like, where'd it go? He's like, I packed it. Like, well, I still have a beard before.
Listen, in 90 days before a trip, like, we should have a good outline of.
That's a long time. Like, even the military doesn't plan that far.
Do you need new outfits? Do you need new shoes?
I appreciate it, because I would just go with the same stuff I currently have. Right?
Get you your beach linen pants.
Right, gotta get the hat.
Yeah, come on. So, right now at 90 days, I think we just need to start looking at what restaurants we want to go to.
Okay.
We want to throw any spa treatments in there. But I did already. 99 days, I'll book our shore excursions because those sell out.
Right.
And so we'll be doing the ATVs, which I'm a little nervous about.
Oh, because we'll be solo.
I wanted to ride in the back of your ATV. They was like, no, get your own ATV. And I was like, okay, well. I had to call my cousin. I was like, who travels? And I was like, have you been to ATV? She's like, yeah, it's easy. Don't worry about it.
She's ATV pro.
Okay, but she's also she's about 5 years younger than me. But so any year after 30, I swear it's like counts as 2. So.
Oh, gotcha.
But I'm excited. I can't wait. I now, since you're back home and like more stable, like travel wise,
right.
I definitely have a travel bug. Like I want to go someplace at least twice a year. Now that the kids are older, we got to get this travel thing going. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. So I've been home, like you said, more stability, right? So I've been retired for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Last week would have been the year mark. I only had one trip where I had to travel for like, I think it was like a night or two days or something like that. So it was really nothing. And we've only been out of the country as a family one time.
Right.
Which is like, though, forgive my privilege. Like, so the plan though is to do it more frequently.
Yeah.
To take advantage of me being here as opposed to me always being somewhere else.
Yeah. You know, I definitely want to travel with the kids and then get a solo trip in with us as well. But I definitely want to show the kids the world and that there's a lot out there. And our oldest daughter has was going to college, but she'll be with us at home still for at least for a couple years until she gets the hang of being a grown up. I think that's what makes her feel most comfortable. And I'm glad that we are able to support that. So she still hangs with us, and I don't know, it's just a blessing. We're in a really good place right now.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And I think that's a word for people like don't kick your kids out of 18. Like, we left pretty early. We didn't get kicked out. It was just, that was the time period we had. I went to the military, you went to college. That's just what happens, right? Like, you grow up, you grow out sometimes. But it's good to be able to offer them stability. Like, you don't have to go anywhere until you're, you know, established, until you feel comfortable, until you have a little bit in your bank account, right?
Yeah.
You don't just start a life immediately at 18. And I think, like, I'm just happy to have that ability and for us to have that privilege to do so. But I know the theme in our community is you're grown, get out.
It's so funny because her at 18, her being Ayana, our oldest daughter. So Ayana at 18 is definitely not how we were at 18. Okay, yeah. So picture at 19, we were married.
Yeah.
In a whole different state in Idaho, of all states in the world. Okay, he literally tricked me. But that's another story. He was like, it's not that bad.
Oh, but I've only been there for like a week longer than you.
But that is a whole other story for a different podcast our first state of.
Oh yeah, that'd be a good one. That would be a good episode to talk about all the different places we've been, the experiences that we got from those places.
Oh, my
that'd be
goodness.
Real good. Yeah, that's a good idea. See, look, got those big brain ideas.
But honestly, Idaho was actually, you know, I'm not gonna say it's one of my favorite place we've been, but it was definitely memorable. And so yeah, so but how are you in Idaho?
We were talking about how did we get. This is what always happens.
Oh, because I was saying, because we got married at 18 and 19. Yeah. So, like, could you imagine Ayana being married to somebody next year? Mm-hmm. That girl. Just a little ball of frazzleness. So that's why I'm so glad that she wants to. And again, we're able to support that. She still is, Mom, can you order my food for me? So we're working on pushing her into a little bit more independence. Our middle child is very independent, like more, he's introvert like us. Mm-hmm. But he wants to go to Miami for college. Yeah. So.
If he gets it, I mean, like, I'm not trying to stifle him. I just want them to stay in the state. So at least they're within arm's reach if they need help or support or whatever. But I don't think he's ready for Miami. I don't think most people are ready for Miami.
I'm just like, I keep saying USF because he wants to be a doctor. He wants to be an anesthesiologist. I say USF has a really great medical program.
Yeah. I think we say too much though. We got to start.
Yeah. We got to, like, we don't care. Right. Hello, but yeah, you want to go to Miami? No.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Well, maybe I don't want to go to Miami.
Exactly. You know, Mace, who is our wild card.
Yeah. So we have him in Code Ninjas. So he goes to coding, excuse me. He attends coding courses and classes because he really enjoys it.
Mm-hmm.
And we started that late last year.
Yeah.
And then before then, he had the little demo at home school.
Yeah. So last summer, when he started expressing interest in something called Roblox Studios. So I didn't know. If anybody didn't know, I definitely didn't know. I'm like, I don't know, I actually did. And so we put him in a program where you get like a tutor and they kind of walk you through.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's called.
Is it OutSchool?
OutSchool. I think it's called OutSchool, which is actually very reasonable.
Yeah, reasonably priced.
So we did that, and he kind of outgrew that because the boy went in there already knowing how to
right.
to use Roblox Studio.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he was already using YouTube to teach himself.
Yeah.
So then when he had the instructor was like, yeah, he's already surpassed a lot of stuff I'll teach the kids. So then we put him in Code Ninjas, and Code Ninjas is teaching him different scripting. So he's learning Python, and, C++, and HTML, because he plays around with the browser, which frustrates me. I come back to the computer and everything's a different color.
Yeah, I'm like, you're starting all these codes. It's like little question marks floating in the air because I have no idea what that means. But I like this for him because it actually, so our youngest is, he's super smart and he's not used to things making him stop and actually have to think about what he needs to do. So now he's at the point at Code Ninjas where he just doesn't know how to plug and play. He actually has to stop, learn the lesson, and then put the code together. So I like that that stops him and it challenges him.
There you go.
You got it out. Right. So,
all of them are doing different things. Well, I mean, the two oldest, so Ayana's going to school for nursing. Mm-hmm. So they're both medical. So they both want to be clinicians. But yeah, Mason is completely opposite.
He wants to do like some software engineering
like a software developer or something. Mm-hmm. Like he wants to make games and software. So we'll see where that goes, you know, just feed them whatever their interests are.
Yeah.
And go from there. But with that being said, so that pretty much gets us to summer and we don't have any fall plans yet. So we gotta start brainstorming those.
No, see, now look, I do not have fall plans.
Yeah.
Unless I start my master's program.
There you go.
But that might be it. I think maybe next year.
Okay. Whenever you want to jump on it, I'm here to support. Because, again, being a military spouse, right? So you've supported me over decades, right? So I couldn't have done anything that I was able to do without your love and support.
You could have.
I wish that out. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be... I don't know. Like, because initially, right, I was going to school for computer science,
mm-hmm.
Working full time, going to school full time. Both of those I was sucking at. So I was like, I'm going to join the military because I'm not going to do this much work. It was 10 times as much work.
Especially after you rank up.
Right. But then they pay for your education. You get to see the world, right? We got out of Buffalo. You got to see more of the United States. Mm-hmm. I got to see more of the overseas, and that's why I wanted to take everybody overseas to get that experience.
Yeah, I mean the military, your military career has allotted us a great life, so that's something that I will always be grateful for, that time, that experience. I personally, my experience with your career was positive, and yes, were there some tough spots in it? Yeah, but overall, I mean, I feel like we are definitely blessed.
Yeah, absolutely. Because there's people who have bad experiences, unfortunately, in the military. And then you talk to them, you're like, yeah, that's, you only got that one side of the coin. You never, mm-hmm. You never experienced the other side, because some people frequently deploy, some people just doesn't work out for them, right? It's not, the military's not for everybody or every family. Because there's only a couple of families that we, talk to that are still families.
Yeah. And that's sad. And that's unfortunate. But I think I think we grew up together because we got married so young. And
oh, right.
Yeah. So we definitely had to figure out how to communicate properly.
How to be in each other's space, because we left our individual homes and then we decided to build a home together.
Yeah.
With no, like most people have their own space for a while, right?
Yeah.
And we just jump right to it.
And got a cat.
Yep. And got a cat.
But yeah, honestly, so it was like we just kind of were best to figure it out. And I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful for you.
Oh, I'm grateful for you too.
Thanks, babe.
But I think that pretty much lands this episode.
Yeah.
Well done.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Yeah, no, it was great. This is a great experience. I think we should definitely do this again. I'll fix the audio setup.
Can I just say before you wrap up?
Mm-hmm.
Again, thank you for having me on. I just wanted to say I know you just got out of the military for a year ago. It was a transition. You handled it. I'm super proud of you.
Aww.
I'm super proud of what you've done with your podcast, and I'm glad to be a part of it. So thank you again.
Oh, she buttering me up. She was like, "Don't forget, Mother's Day is coming." So, but no, that thank you, and again for all your support and everything you did. Like, that's a lot to take care of the kids. I'm overseas for 2 years straight. I was home for what, 70 days out of 2 years. That's yeah, that's ridiculous. So you definitely held it down, and you've accomplished so much while doing so. So can't wait to see what's next.
Thanks, babe.
So definitely continue to tune in. Hit up all the websites that go by our name. See if we're the other side of the firewall, the other side of the FW, or Ask Assist P. Monday through Wednesday are the cyber-related episodes. This week, I'm going to toss you a couple reruns because I want to do my top three. And then Thursday, again, we're going to have on Kenneth Ellington. That'll be a brand new Ask Assist P to talk about his academy and all their new initiatives. And I'll also have some links to his courses because I'm dabbling. I'm trying the affiliate link thing. So I don't want to advertise or push anything to our audience that I don't believe in. And I do believe in Kenneth and what he's been doing. He's a rock star out there, like so many of the people I've had on the podcast. So definitely hit that up. There'll be a code involved with it as well. So Newsletter almost has 1,000 subs. So this will be on that. This will be So this will be the Friday episode on that one, the weekly rundown. So I'm interested to see how people interact with that. And just do something different, right? Like, I have a whole family of people who support me, and I want to put them on here as well. You know what I mean? It's like being proud. It's like, look at my wife. Look what she's accomplished.
It's so crazy.
And then you can hit me up personally. I'm at RyRy Security Guy. That's RyRy Security Guy. You can find me on LinkedIn, Clubhouse, Threads, Twitter, IG, Medium, and just one more. Oh, TikTok under the business account, because the TikTok. I'm just there for the likes until they shut it down. All right. and then I don't know. Can people find you on social media?
I don't really. I know I am on LinkedIn. I don't know. I think she's under Shamir Williams.
I'm gonna tag you.
Okay, tag me, because I mean, there's not too many Shamir Williams out in the world, so it's not really hard to find me. But tell me a connect.
There it is. So again, hit up all those websites, check out the newsletter, do all the things that we're involved in.
All of them.
Yeah. Stay safe, stay secure. The book.